You're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM, Cutton, Eureka, Arcata, and Transitor K282 AD in Ferndale, streaming on the web at KHUM.com. And right now I have Tristan Claridge on the phone from the Bee Eaters. How's it going?
Hi, it's going well. How are you?
Awesome. It's pretty snowy out there, isn't it?
Oh, it's been a crazy week of snow, yeah. Yeah, we're up in the mountains a little bit, and it's been a good time for sitting around the fire and working on songs and tunes and not going out too much.
Well, I miss a little bit of that, so a little bit of vibe that way of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. But what I don't miss is being stuck, because you guys were going to kind of come in here to do the a little performance, but it couldn't happen this time.
We were going to make it in live, but delayed a little bit, so we'll just have to see everyone at the Playhouse tonight.
Yeah, exactly. You'll make it there. But the Playhouse, you put together these impromptu shows for a benefit. You want to tell me a little bit about the benefit?
We did. It's you know, for a cause that, you know, I think really relates to Shana and I, having grown up playing music all our lives and remembering being very young people and just kind of what it meant to have music and community around. And our friends are faced with some serious legal trouble. They have twin 2-year-olds and a 6-month-old, and the dad, George Scavelli, has like a 25-year-old case for possession of LSD, you know, in like 1992 or something at a Grateful Dead concert. You know, probably not the only one to have been in such a position, but
it's 25 years old, the case
going on. Anyway, he was picked out for, you know, singled out for some harsh treatment for that, and his family is facing, you know, a huge court battle, and in the midst of trying to raise their 3 young children. He's a musician, has a lot of friends and community members over on the coast, and is just a really great, upstanding member of his community, really solid, trustworthy guy, and it just does not seem right that their dad should be locked up for, you know, potentially a very long time for really no purpose that I can see.
Yeah, something that happened so long ago.
So long ago, and what good is depriving his family and his community member from his company, community members? Like, that's not going to serve him or anyone else very well. So we felt like it was a good reason to come in and play some music for the cause, and all the proceeds will be going towards his legal defense.
Well, that's awesome. So that's going on tonight and tomorrow night over at the Playhouse, and that starts at 7:30 both nights. Are you going to be playing 2 separate sets, or are they going to be similar?
I'm sure there will be some different music each night. You know, there's a lot of spontaneity in our music. We, you know, we compose things in advance and we plan things out for sure, but inside that structure, there's a lot of improvising. I don't know that we could play the same show both nights even if we wanted to, which we don't.
Which is something that's awesome about the Bee Eaters. So if somebody wants to, will there be a way that people can contribute to this benefit if they can't make it out to the shows?
Oh, if they can't make it out to the shows. There is, but I don't have like an actual link to point people to in the moment, but I can put something on our website. People can be in touch through us. Of course, our website is beeaters.com.
Okay, and then you can send me the information, and I'll put it on our Facebook page as well.
Yes. Yes, I can definitely do that. So that would be good, and people can always reach us through our website, so they can be in touch that way for sure. And yeah, all help is appreciated. You know, they're twin 2-year-olds are right around the age that Tashina and I started playing fiddle. So it's very, very real for us, kind of what they're going through, and hoping they can have the best experience of life, which would be to have their dad back.
Well, the tickets are $17, and it's $10 for youth 25 and under, and I'm sure people can pay more if they want to as well.
Yes, there'll be an opportunity to contribute to the cause for anyone who would like to. And children 12 and under are free.
Wonderful. Awesome. So people can bring their whole families.
It's great. It's encouraged. You know, this is music for for anybody.
Well, thank you for taking a few moments to talk to me about the show and the benefit tonight.
Yes, thanks for having me.
All right, awesome. Have a safe drive into town.
Yes, we will. We'll see everybody at the Playhouse. And if anyone's wanting to get tickets, there are definitely tickets still available at brownpapertickets.com, and there's a toll-free 800 number.
And you can get the link through arquitaplayhouse.org.
Great. Yes.
Yeah.
So
awesome.
It's up there. So those are still available. And and we have some young guests in tow.
Who are you bringing?
Collaborations with them. So it's going to be a multi-generational musical experience for everybody.
Who are you bringing?
We will be bringing Leela and Rainey, who are from Ashland, Oregon, and CJ, who is from Bend, Oregon. CJ's a great fiddle player and singer, plays a lot of jazz. He's about 10, and Leela and Rainey are 13 and 15, and great singers and fiddle players, mandolin songwriters, and so they'll be sitting in on some of our stuff and some collaborations together, and possibly other guests as well.
Well, that should be fabulous. And that's once again...
It's going to be exciting. We're looking forward to it a lot.
Once again, that's tonight and tomorrow on over at the Arcata Playhouse. So go on out and see the Bee Eaters and all their fabulous guests and contribute to this fabulous benefit. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up with a couple Bee Eaters tracks. Thanks so much for taking some time to talk to me.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Can you stick on the phone for just a sec? Okay, sweet. Right now, here is Bee Eaters. It's Cumulus.